Saturday, February the 4th, 2017. Waitangi Day. Waitangi Day is on Monday. It is a day for all New Zealanders to remember the Treaty of Waitangi, which was signed between Māori and Queen Victoria on February the 6th, 1840. There were two versions of this treaty, one in English and one in Māori. As always with translations, there are some things which are impossible to translate exactly. Māori did not believe they were signing away their rights to gather food from traditional places like the forest, rivers, lakes, and the sea. Nor did they believe they would lose most of their land. So, Waitangi Day is often a day of protest, where people, Māori and Pākehā, have protest banners saying, "Honour the treaty." There have been unpleasant scenes at Waitangi in the past, where people have thrown mud at politicians. On the other hand, it is usually a family day with entertainment and market stalls. The day before Waitangi Day, February the 5th, the Prime Minister is often invited to attend Te Timarai. This year, our Prime Minister was invited, but was told he could not speak at the Pōwhiri. For that reason, he declined to attend and said he would celebrate Waitangi Day in Auckland. He also said that the treaty was signed in many places around the country, so he thought it would be a good idea for politicians to attend Waitangi celebrations elsewhere in future, not at Waitangi. Today, the new Governor-General, Dame Patsy Reddy, was welcomed at Te Timarai. However, Marae officials would not allow the media to attend without paying. They offered TV One exclusive rights to film for a payment of $10,000. TV One declined the offer.